Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Allegra, I take you to be my lovely lady.
Hey, white. Michael, you get over here and put on some more sunscreen. I swear to God, you got burnt last night. Look, they're having a wedding. That's so sweet.
I love you.
Paul, you remember when we got married?
And
it was on the Jersey Shore, so it was different.
Where
are we going to dinner tonight?
And that's why you don't have a wedding on a beach.
I think you have to have a wedding on a
private beach.
I agree.
You need to be fucking a Kennedy and you're married
Michael,
on a...
Michael, come here. I swear. The last time I'm going to ask you to come here. One. Two.
Y'all, and then you start running right at two. Ooh. With my mother, you never wanted to get to three.
You never got to three.
Ooh. Because my mother would go... Three. And then you knew she'd save it up later. She goes, you're going to pay for that.
That's true. If my mom got to three, that means I wasn't getting it then.
Yes.
I was getting it
you'd
when
get
I got
it later.
Home. Yes. Because she couldn't,
which is
do to,
sick.
She couldn't do to me in public what she would do to me at home.
And then there would be the hours of shame that would happen.
I didn't get that as much as you did.
I got that. I'm like, well, obviously, you don't respect your mother anymore because you're going to act like an animal in public.
I never got that.
Oh, I did. When you can't hit your child, shame is the only thing that works.
Although my mom was pretty mad, my brother and I were playing in the fountain at Mountain View Mall and we fell in. She said, I embarrassed everybody. She said, you embarrassed me in front of the Lady
see,
of Bells.
I think that's funny. I think my mother would think that was funny and be able to laugh at it.
No, we fell in the fountain right in the middle of everybody in Mountain View Mall. It's like in the center of the mall.
I think that's, I don't know why. My mother wouldn't be embarrassed. Yes, she would. She would say, oh my God, what are you
she said
doing?
It, that's what she'd say. She would say, you're too much like your father. It's like when we, I think I've told this story whenever we were eating at a Furs or a Luby's cafeteria.
Again, these places seem, I know Luby's, but all the other places you say are made
I'm
up.
I'm pretty sure this was a Furs, but this was in Dallas. We were down there for something, and we went to eat, and my brother, I had to go to the bathroom, and my mother said, my brother was old enough, she said, you know, Brian, take your brother to go to the bathroom. And so we're country boys, so...
Where is this going?
This was in Dallas. So when we went to the bathroom, we walked outside to the restaurant, and outside there was a pile of dirt kind of by the restaurant because they were doing construction, and there was a mirror in front of it because you're in the country, you pee outside.
I've heard this story and I still don't understand.
So,
you weren't that countrified.
Well,
you knew of the existence of a public restroom.
I still love to pee outside, I have to say. And so, yeah, we just peed on the dirt pile in front of everybody, penis facing everyone. We didn't know it was a reflective window. But my mother was horrible. She just went to the car and made my dad get the check.
Were you wearing overalls with no other clothing?
Probably. Probably.
This seems like her failure, I have to say, for not teaching you.
She blamed my father.
Okay. Because for not teaching you that when you're in public, you use the public restroom.
Well, I know, but you know, we like peeing outside. Y'all come see us at our live show.
This is reality, guys. This is Below Deck Sailing Yacht, BDSM.
It is. We're not going to pee outside.
I promise.
Poodle might pee.
I might pee on your husband.
You might pee on your husband and Poodle's playpen.
Yes.
So far, y'all,
It is a waterproof zone.
we have gotten an okay from Columbus for Poodle's Playpen. Hopefully that won't be revoked.
Hopefully.
Granted, we told them it wasn't to do with anything gay and it was going to not be sexual.
Well, Pride is this weekend, so I think they're seeing through it.
But we said it was a book club. I don't know if that's going to fly.
They haven't seen the barbed wire that I'm bringing in yet.
Oh, so okay.
Hopefully.
Make sure you check that. We're not going to be able to carry that on Delta.
I thought I could put it in my carry-on.
No, I don't think so. Ooh. So come see us. We're going to Columbus. And then
the nipple clamps didn't work either last time.
Jesus. Well, they're electrified, so the current. So we're going to Columbus.
Homophobic.
And then we're going to Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan.
And then we're going to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
And then we're going to Phoenix.
And then to San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Come see us all in the space of 10 days. I'm going to be real tired.
We're going to be tired.
Either that or I'll have fucked a lot of men in five different cities.
We have a couple of days in Columbus and we have a couple of days in Phoenix. So I feel like you have time. Before when we toured, it's like bang, bang, bang.
But
now actually we'll have some time. Wait, so it'll just be
bang,
bang, bang.
I'm glad I got my
bang,
STI test back from Everlywell.
Yeah.
It's a sponsor.
I enjoyed my fish oil. Didn't burp. All right, everybody. So come see us live because summer should be what, Poodle?
When you're going to different cities and going to be a slut, I choose Everlywell.
I choose Everlywell.
Summer should be fun.
Fun!
This is our last podcast we're recording the night before we fly out from Los Angeles to Columbus.
Very early tomorrow morning.
At 6 a.m. because also, the only flight we could fly out of Columbus.
Boy, Ohio's fucking us with these flights. It was 90 degrees in Columbus today. It's going to be real humid, too. So, just get ready.
How do we pick the worst times to go to these places?
Know. At least we're going to Dallas in July.
Yeah, great.
And Austin. Have you ever been to Austin in July?
Disgusting.
Worse than Dallas.
We got to talk to our booker.
It's not good. Not good. All right, everybody. Let's do
this. This is BDSM. This is episode 16, Parsifal's First Wedding.
Yes.
Which sounds like your gay European friend who's getting married for the first time.
Yes.
Have you heard that Parsifal is finally getting married?
Oh, I know. Nobody knew. It must be the second one. I bet the first one was
no,
private.
No, Parsifal is finally getting married. He's finally settling down.
Ooh, what's her name? His last wife, or his last girlfriend, was so mannish.
Guess what? Parsifal is a fag.
Parsifal's, if you have a straight man in your life named Parsifal, he's not straight.
That's true. Well, it's obviously from the Wagner opera. I say that like everyone knows Wagner opera.
Nobody knows that.
Obviously.
I barely remember it.
It's actually opera. It's a beautiful, beautiful opera. Very religious. I still have a hard time with Wagner.
Wagner because he hated Jews.
Not just that, but cultural theory. His cultural theory in general of how certain races were better than others.
It's also, I think, just a huge egomaniac.
Yeah, that was pretty established.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I don't need to see the ring cycle. Now the cock ring cycle, I'll see all three.
That's my three-act play coming out next year. Happens over four evenings.
Oh.
You can guess what happens at the end.
Yeah. So instead of Ride of the Valkyries,
instead of Götterdämmerung, it's like, God, it's already in. Or God, I got her
We're
done.
Fucking my asshole. Fucking my asshole. Fucking my asshole. Stick it in more.
God, I got it in. Y'all.
You may
not know Wagner opera and the ring cycle, but we just made it faggy. Well, happy pride. Happy pride.
We made it gayer than Bugs Bunny did. That's the only Wagner I like.
God, That is the ring cycle. That is Brunhilde.
Yeah.
And him is Siegfried. Yeah.
Didn't you write a paper about that?
I wrote a paper involving that cartoon, but on an article talking about how Bugs Bunny could vacillate between sexes, and no one really thought about it. And it's an article called "The Signifying Rabbit" that I based everything on.
That is really, really gay and nerdy. And I wrote a union paper about Batman, but that's actually gayer.
Yeah, about Bugs Bunny, and not just that, but also how opera through popular culture has been a way for people to shift sexuality.
Y'all, I would enjoy that paper, but Poodle doesn't have it anymore. Don't email him and ask him to read it.
I think it's back in an old Dell.
Yeah. It's on my Acer.
I think I have a hard copy somewhere, but
it's
that's
wallpaper
it.
Wallpaper now at Roosterfish Bathroom in some gay club. Anyway, y'all, hey.
Let's talk about this. You said come out and see us on the road.
Come out and see us on the road. Also, we're going to be putting out a special, it's a Pride episode that Acast, our podcast network, asked us to do. So that's going to, Below Deck comes out when?
It'll be out on Wednesday.
Really, no, we can do it Tuesday because we don't have 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay, yeah.
So drop on, because the Pride episode comes out on Wednesday.
Perfect.
So tomorrow, a Pride episode will come out. And yeah, it's just Poodle and I talking about kind of what Pride meant to us
Us getting a little personal.
Yeah, up close and personal.
We said in our PSG, y'all, we talked about, this is a little business, but we talked about how, because we're doing live shows in Columbus and Detroit this week, you're going to get those live shows later on this week of our 90 Day Fiancé shows. But you're still getting three shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're going to get Love in Paradise, Lip. You're going to get Lip.
So good.
Love in Paradise, Discovery Plus show where these messes are. Happy Pride. There's a lesbian couple scamming a guy.
Yeah.
And
great.
And two gay guys who
lesbians
who have nothing in common, especially only their sexual positions.
Yes. Yes. Y'all, it is representation, because lesbians are bisexual people, scam people too. Not just straight people.
I should say they do identify as bisexual women.
That. Anyway.
They're just they can scam like anybody else.
Yeah, they're horrible people too.
Scamming is scamming, like love is love.
Wow.
But yeah, the two gay men, that's a fucking dumpster fire.
Yeah,
it is headed towards nowhere.
The first two episodes are going to be on the free feed, and then goes behind on the Patreon.
And so, yeah, you're getting this Tuesday. This will drop Tuesday. This BDSM
and our Pride episode
and our Pride on Wednesday.
Wednesday, and then on
Thursday, you get classless.
And then Friday, you don't get anything. We have a day of rest.
No, on Friday, you'll probably get our Columbus show.
Oh, yeah. Well, golly, we're just giving it to you. All right. Poodle, what?
I'm open like 7-Eleven.
I'm not.
And so is our show.
That's not even a joke. That's just a fact. What's your first tea bag?
I've had caffeine.
Coffee.
I almost said coffee.
Caffeine. Oh, God. Just finish this.
My first tea bag. So, y'all, this charter, I have so many questions about these people. Now, this is a married couple. Number one, the things that I've noticed, they are all young. They're all under 30, it looks like. And These are people who are couples who are vacationing together. I believe this is a wedding party. The relationships between these people, maybe they are all friends, like something out of a Wim Wenders movie or something like that. But I know
the guys are cute, especially
they are. But there's this a little bit of distance and weirdness that I was trying to figure out. And I think it's that not all of them really know each other.
Yeah, so maybe there's just a bunch of best men, because they split up.
Right.
And all the women sleep in one, I guess, cut one bunk, and then all
the women's with the women and the men's is with the men. The way it should be. The way God intended.
The way
Happy Pride.
Yeah.
I just, every time I scream something that has the least bit to do with offensive, I'm just going to scream happy pride.
Right. That's going to be wonderful at our live shows. Especially our Pride San Francisco
Pride
show.
Pride is away from Oh, this is bad. I just think it is very interesting. And the bride's name is Allegra, which is a really pretty name. I like that.
Did they still make that sinus medication called Allegra?
Yes, it's an allergy medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
Allergy medicine. Yeah. So my issue here, you pointed it out. I think...
Don't remember.
There is one person who has, the one woman who has extreme dietary restrictions.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I think she's the no onion, no garlic, things like that. Y'all, don't invite this person on a your yacht. She knows. And if she doesn't know, you need to tell her that she's a drag.
We did have a lot of last
The celiac thing happens.
A lot of our gluten-free sissies said, I would never ask someone to make a gluten-free cake.
Yeah, I agree. Have it specially made, put there through. It's a special skill.
It is a special skill. So, but, you know, Marcos not only makes the cake, but he's making the whole
kitchen is celiac.
Gluten.
So there's no gluten anywhere in the kitchen. And that is, she has celiac, so that it's not that she has a gluten allergy. This is celiac, which is...
You get fucking sick.
Yeah, it's very sick. It's ingesting gluten will make you violently sick.
Yeah, I know people that like, couldn't get, and they were losing their hair all that, and then they just found out that they had celiac disease.
Yep, celiac.
That's why I said celiac.
There's there's no Professor Celiac.
Well, celiac.
Who coined it?
Well, it should be celiac. That celiac sounds sad. It's just by itself. Celiacs. We're all together.
We're naming it after Professor Celiac.
Celiacs.
So I want to
come out of sissies. What do you think? I mean, I think they could have made a smaller cake, but Ina Garten is big about that. She said you cook, if somebody has a dietary restriction, you cook the same thing so everyone can eat it, so no one feels left out.
I agree with that, but it's like this person, she keeps apologizing for it too, and I don't think it's not bad that she's doing it, and I kind of understand it, but it's kind of like, I don't know. Her issues seem to be like no onions, no garlic, no parsley.
What kind of a dietary restriction? Are people, I guess people are allergic to onions and garlic. Is she
But parsley is not even in the same family as onions and garlic.
I know, because you say garlic and onions, and maybe she's allergic to like root things or something or whatever, but I don't know.
I guess.
Maybe she's a vampire.
But I'm saying, did you hear what I said? Parsley isn't even the same family.
No, parsley's different.
Yeah, and so...
And is it curly parsley or flat leaf or both? I don't know.
I just feel like if it was me and I didn't do this, I would just pack some granola bars.
All right, well, maybe that's
a little... That sounds awful.
You sound like whenever I used to be a camp director for Brave Trails the first year and we would go to these...
How many of y'all out there just pack granola bars? You don't like a lot of things.
There was this one camp director, and we were talking about food and diet. And so, you know, of course, this is Brave Trails. We're like the LGBTQ camp in the middle of straight camps. We're at a conference in Colorado. And so we're all talking about, you know, like everything... We're such the woke camp, and we're doing this and that. And there's this old guy camp director. He looks like he's from Montana, and somebody says, "Well, somebody doesn't eat meat in my camp. Well, they got lettuce. They'll be fine." And he was dead serious, and we all just sat there.
I think that's a different – meatless is different, though. I think this is – if you have so many things that you can't eat.
Also dairy-free.
That's right.
I think we don't know who. I will say, if I was taking a trip, I would, and on a boat, I would try to pick friends that had the same.
Yeah.
I would. Because we live in LA. We have to think about it.
I think what I would also do, and maybe they just wanted to be on Below Deck, but I think I would actively seek out a chef who specialized in all of that.
Maybe.
If that was possible, maybe it wasn't. Because if this is part of your lifestyle, it is, I think in addition to finding to having celiac on the table, mm-hmm. to have other dietary restrictions besides that, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And the fact that I'd like to know where this group of people eats. You can do...
They're from a big city like L.A. where you cannot get anything.
But I'm saying if there are so many restrictions, it's... and that's true. You at a restaurant, you can get
In L.A., everybody can go practically anywhere.
Within reason.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at a lot of ethnic food places you cannot eat that way. Because they just don't... Like, if you're going to a Thai place, unless it's a... modern place, they're not going to have restrictions. That's a very new phenomenon and a very American phenomenon.
Mm. How many lip balms do you have on your table
2.
Right now? Oh, I thought that was one behind.
No, one's done. So I'm using one. One I can use a little screwdriver to get the rest out of it because I don't want to throw it away yet. So I'm using it
Boy.
like a tool, like a primate would
like
use a
Jane
tool.
Good old monkeys.
Because I don't want to throw it away yet. You know, when you get it down to where it's passed and the lip balm, you have to kind of dig there and to get the little bit left. Everyone does that, right?
Okay, so my next tea bag is...
I don't want to throw it away.
Gary needs to give it up.
I think he
Scarlet
is,
thing.
But yeah, he does need
this
to.
This is like the way he's kind of... Like he says to her, why do I have to hide my affection for you? Oh, Gary.
Well...
You're becoming less hot with this.
What the
it's
issue?
Not a good look.
What the issue here is she is finally laying down the law, and that's when he says, "Well, I guess he's trying to act like he's choosing not to pursue her anymore," which we all know is not true.
Not true.
As soon as they both start drinking, he's going to go pushing hard to the court again.
Speaking of drinking, what did you think of the hurricane shots?
It's still hot. I'm totally into them, and I want to try them on the road.
Okay, so maybe at a live show, maybe would you let...
We'll both do hurricane shots.
No, I'm not letting you slap me or touch my face. But would you let a sissy straight husband dump water and slap you in the face?
Yes, I would allow it. Now, we have to check because they might not allow water on the stage. Some
maybe
places
not.
Don't.
We can do glitter. They could throw glitter in your face.
Glitter is absolutely not allowed.
I just said it.
No, for a lot of places, glitter's not allowed.
Glitter. Some theaters,
and y'all, you know, my body is glitter free. It is a glitter free zone. Glitter cannot be near me.
He doesn't like it
because I see it years later. And in my house, there is no glitter in my house ever, ever,
see,
ever,
it
ever.
Reminds me if I see it years later. It reminds me of a wonderful time.
Fuck you.
I love it.
Nope. You'll never get rid of it. It's like herpes, and you can't even remember the sex.
On that note, we're going to take a commercial, and we're going to be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
My next teabag happens the day after the debauchery of the night, because y'all, they all know it's a school night, but the whole crew is just getting ripped. The problem is they brought out tequila, and anyone who says, oh, I like tequila, it's my favorite, they're slut. They are a slut.
I mean, at least especially shooting it. There's this thing now with tequila where people sip it.
Not familiar.
Because you're a slut.
I am. But I know with tequila for me, the night is going to get wild.
Oh.
And for me, y'all.
Tequila makes my clothes come off.
Wild is wild, like someone's getting arrested.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. Tequila messes with your body chemistry for a lot of people. And it makes you do things, for me anyway.
Does it, quote, make you pursue straight men?
Let's go with that. Let's go with that's the reason. Strangely, vodka and rum also makes me do that.
And alkaline water.
Yeah. Breathing. What I would say is the next morning, Daisy appears and it looks like someone has taken her face, broken it, and put it back together wrongly.
She looks rough.
She looks like someone took her face and like a towel, rumpled it up, and then stretched it back out.
Her eyes were so shut. It looked like they were shut and someone drew those open eyes on her eyelids.
That's a hangover face you don't want to have.
No, you don't want to have that face.
And it's interesting. Daisy is, a friend of mine referred to it as this. You see the young woman and the old woman at the same time.
Yes.
In her, that she's going to be. And she's also a woman who's done this job a while. And when she lives wild for a while or she lives rough, you see it.
You see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, you just see her, and hopefully she stays out of the sun, because in 15 years,
that Irish skin's going to pickle up.
Age will not be kind.
Pickle up.
Yeah. So stay out of the sun, Daisy.
As our friend from, Jackie says, from Natch Butte, if you're not wearing sunscreen, then why are you doing any of it?
Yeah.
I just want to say about the party in the night before. Scarlett took a shot from Marcos's belly button.
She did.
And I went somewhere. Did you see his face kind of look at her?
Yeah.
Kind of like he kind of made a surprise face. Like when a guy suddenly, like when you're giving a guy a great blowjob and they just don't expect it and they're just going to start jizzing and they kind of go, oh. That's what I thought when I saw Marcus's face. When they don't know it's going to happen that quick.
Oh,
and they go,
I
see. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, it's happening. And you're like, damn right it is. I'm good. Thank you. You're welcome.
They're like, I didn't expect this out of you.
You're welcome, professor. Now give me that college A.
College? I'm glad you specified. Wow.
That's your name.
My next one is...
Oh, wait. You talked about waking up.
Yeah.
What did you think about the way the gentleman went to bed?
Oh, I'm going to get to that.
Please.
That's the next... No, is that the next night?
No.
Oh, I turned two pages. I am so sorry. Okay. I need to introduce this with a series of images.
Okay.
My next teabag is, I would like to call this queer baiting.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is. I think this is actually inadvertent male bonding.
Oh, okay.
There is nothing wrong with my television set this time. This is exactly what I saw.
We watched this together. We actually watched this together.
I gasped.
At one point,
I started giggling like a schoolgirl.
Oh, that was your mouth? I thought that was your asshole. Just going, I'm going to get dick.
His voice is a little lower.
So,
Colin's just peeing with the door open. In this offhanded way.
Colin's peeing in the door and talking. So already I'm going, all right,
we have a certain comfortability with
that
everyone.
That means your dick is out feeling the same air that's touching my lips right
yes.
now.
Yes.
So therefore, that's basically energetically like your dick is in my mouth.
Yeah, okay. But also he's pissing in your mouth.
So not really.
I didn't know you were a piss queen.
I'm not. But, you know, energetically, it is like he's pissing in my mouth.
So... then
we're exchanging fluids.
Then we kind of get into this, what I can only call a slap and tickle fight. That
boy, been to those.
And the three of them kind of curl in like glowworms and fall.
Well, first of all, they're on. Marcos is like, get out of my bed. Get out of my bed.
No.
He's like, no.
I want to spoon you.
And then he picks Gary up out of his bed. And then Colin's giggling. And then, yes, then they all kind of lay on Colin's bed.
And again, my TV is pristine at this point. I'm watching going, when are things going to side shift?
Well, then Marco says, this is the greatest night of my life. This is the most fun I've had.
And I don't know if you saw this.
Okay.
But... Colin all of a sudden pulls out his dick and it's red at the end.
And it was like erect like Thor's hammer.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. And they all pounce on it like it is a buzzer from Sorry.
Yep.
Or was it Sorry You Pressed the Button? Am I thinking? Or Taboo?
Trouble.
Trouble.
It was Trouble. Thank you. Pop, pop. Pop, 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 a little thing pop, that pop, 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 pop. And so Gary did kind of just sit on Colin's dick and pop, 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 pop. And then did you notice that Marco said, I'm hungry. And so he started sucking Gary's dick while he was on Colin's.
Like hungry, hungry hippos.
Yes. Oh, dum dum. Hungry, hungry hippos.
I always wanted to be the pink
one. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, uh-huh. I saw that. And so then
I can still remember the sound of that game.
And then it's funny because Marcus also said, wait a minute, my butt's hungry too. So that's when Colin started, while he had Gary on top, started just finger fucking Marcos.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then there was this noise, kind of like it was like when you spin the game of life. That
yes.
Little like, because that's how he was just up
right.
in there.
And like Twister, he said, right finger brown.
And then they all came together, right?
I know, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Just Parcheesi! Like you forgot to play the music. This is so stupid. And as they lay there, semen covering all their bodies, they look up in the sky and think, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. I have a visceral memory of that song playing at a school dance or something like that. I don't know why. Comment us if you remember that song by Enigma, Return to Innocence. It was definitely on Pure Moods.
It was on Pure Moods.
We need to play that at the live show. I just need to have one thing, just Pure Moods.
Just Pure Moods. Everyone's going to be so relaxed.
You're right. It wouldn't really get people up and set.
No.
Was that mine or yours?
That was yours, actually.
Okay.
I don't have a ton more. And the guests show up.
I would fuck all of these guys on this charter.
All of them.
This is the only charter so far that I would fuck all these guys.
The Canadian charter? I would have fucked
all
of them.
Oh, yeah. I would fuck all of them, too.
Yeah.
Again, my boundaries are... My not boundaries. I have no boundaries either. But my what is it called?
Barometer.
Barometer is low.
Your, assometer.
My standards are low. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. You don't have even. Those aren't even low. Those are non-existent.
So, by the way, Space Cash's visual identity has been revealed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
On 90 Day.
No, not no. Someone found it on his Instagram.
But I
Instagram.
Mean, Space Cash from 90 Day. Day. I'm letting people know yes. We're jumping shows.
He's still, don't worry, y'all. He's still in his robot helmet.
His Instagram is quite entertaining.
Also, he did a Reddit thing where he said it was like an AMA. He's like, hey, y'all, Space Cash here. He's just as douchey as you'd expect.
He's gonna ride this.
But he's kind of got long hair. In one pic, I thought he was kind of hot. And then someone posted something, and I was like, I stand erected. But not in a good way.
Not erected. You stand floppy like Patrick.
Yeah, he's a little floppy.
A little floppy.
We're going to have a lot to talk about because I did see that scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, that's going to be at the Columbus Live show.
I want to talk. Is it my turn or is it yours?
It is my turn. I just want to talk real quick about just since this has been a theme. Scarlett even. So now we hear Scarlett and Ashley both are like talking about. Scarlett basically tells Ashley, like, yeah, I'm over it. This isn't happening at all.
She's going to fuck him on the last day.
You think it's going to be Scarlett?
Yeah.
Or you think it's going to be Daisy?
Scarlett.
I think Scarlett, too. That's what I think. I think she's just keeping the peace. And then when the charter's done, she's going to be like, let's fuck.
Yep.
Because who cares if Ashley hates me?
All rules are off.
All rules are off. Okay, that's literally, I had a question. Because that's how they end the episode of like, that somebody's going to fuck
Daisy's never going to fuck Gary.
I don't think so either. I think it's all just a thing.
They both have a professional streak that they know they can't cross. Because they enjoy working with each other too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
What did you think of this Zodiac-themed dinner? I kind of rolled my eyes until at the end I realized they all color coordinated. Did you notice that?
No.
Took planning. They were the colors of the rainbow.
You know,
that's why that one girl was in black. And I was like, bitch, you're the Zodiac dinner. What are you dressed as Elizabeth Holmes for?
Well, here's the deal. I actually love theme parties if the people at the party aren't D-bags. And I think these people were like, they were fun. They were normal. They were kind of like the Canadian guests before, because didn't someone already have a Zodiac party?
I don't think so. Not this season.
So I feel like we've seen that before, but maybe. Oh, wait, no. Someone had a Zodiac party in my real life, and they're exhausting. That's what I'm thinking of. I read you their invitation.
Oh, yeah. I remember her that. No, that would have been miserable. I think these people had fun with it. It was a little bit. I rolled my eyes. But
the guys
were
hot and you didn't care.
It's like the guy, Leo guy. I would bang him.
Okay. I can't tell if straight guys are gay or not anymore. At this point, straight guys are becoming... This is why these people are from a big city like L.A. or New York.
Yeah,
or,
I think that's a thing that's becoming. You don't know because masculinity is changing.
Guys
for a
don't
lot
act
younger,
like this in Dallas,
for a lot of
though.
Younger guys. Yeah.
It's like...
I think... And pansexuality and people aren't identifying as one or the other.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. And if I was dating, I would be terrified because I feel like I would just like fucking hit on someone and offend them. But maybe I have that gay sensibility of like being scared of like saying, of asking someone out and they're like, I'm not fucking gay, bro.
You're behind the times because everyone dates on an app, and you know what someone's dick looks like before you go out with them. So
that's fair. I didn't do a lot of app dating. Was it? It wasn't. In vogue when
was dating. You know.
When I was dating, we sent letters via the horse carrier.
I disagree. I think it was in it. It wasn't in its complete heyday.
No,
it
when
wasn't,
I was dating, there was, for gay people, straight people were just getting Tinder. There was
for gay
there
stuff
Grindr.
Gay people were on apps earlier.
Forever.
Yeah,
I think Scruff was like a year old when I started dating. And then, I went on a date with, like, because Scruff, you could write a profile.
See, I was on stuff like, this is old, like Friendster and things like that, where I was dating through that.
Oh,
like
I apps. Never dated through Friendster.
Yeah. That's how most people started to date.
Most people or just you?
Me. And that's how people met on MySpace. I started my first dating in Los Angeles.
I talked to my friends on MySpace.
Nope, I was dating on MySpace.
You just talked to strangers on MySpace?
No, they would message you and say, hey there, how are you? Like, you're cute.
Wow. You've been a slut for a long time.
No, they were just drawn to me.
What's your next tea
I
bag?
Met most of the people I went on dates with from MySpace or friends of friends who I went out with. I never met, like, blind dates. Never. No, it wasn't about that. I wasn't about that life.
What's your next tea bag?
I find myself saying I'm not about that life a lot lately. Like Lisa said, I'm about that life.
Lisa.
From Lisa and Mommy Master.
Oh, yes. It did make me happy, though. I didn't realize on 90 Day Fiancé this week, Emily's mother's name is Lisa.
Is it?
And I saw it and I went, Lisa.
Lisa.
And it made me so happy, even though she's terrible. And
it's interesting.
You haven't seen this episode yet, but she is.
They've become so awful.
Remember, everybody thought they were great parents.
Well,
Matt Sharp makes you love anyone. And then he reminds you they're all terrible.
See, I don't think they're there. I think, thinking about it now, I don't think these people are meant to love or even sometimes meant to root for.
No.
And so I think we need to change. I think we might need to change of how we watch the show.
I really don't. I mean, there's some people. I really don't love or hate anyone. I'm indifferent. Really, if I think of it, I might.
That's like me versus the world. Although I do hate more than I'm indifferent.
Really hate Bilal. I don't.
I hate him. Come
on.
Let's
talk about 90 Day. Let's talk about what's your next below deck. I don't have a lot more.
I think it's your turn.
No, I just talked about how do you know who's gay or not.
Oh, I thought. Oh, I see.
That's your teabag.
Oh,
now.
I'm gonna. What is this saying? Oh. Y'all, Marco's talking about treating the cake with passion like a woman. And then he speaks something in Spanish. And then I blacked out. We both squealed on the couch.
And just him saying, I hate the word moist. When he says it, it sounds like poetry.
I agree.
Y'all. Marcos, he's like,
he fucks so good.
You're attentive, you touch her.
He's gonna, y'all, before he dicks you down, he's gonna lick every inch of your body.
And then keep
looking up at you into your eyes.
Yes, like when he looked at Scarlett when she gave him a shot, like he looked deep in her eye. Oh.
I just, yeah. Yeah.
God, I wouldn't.
He reminds me of someone I used to see regularly.
He does remind me of this guy who was some of the hottest sex I ever had. He's in New York now, and then he blocked me from Instagram.
So yeah. Just a general frame of how things normally work.
Didn't go well.
Question. I have one more question for you. Is Captain Glenn the national spokesman for matzah, or is there any other explanation why he's eating it on the reg?
I think he's the national spokesman for matzah.
And now Barnaby's got a contract.
And they're just eating matzah in the middle of the boat or in the middle of the ship.
It's weird. I think the only thing else I need to talk about talk about her wedding. The wedding. We talked about how on beach weddings, y'all get a private.
We talked about that. Yeah, or
get married at a time where there's not a lot of people at this beach.
Yes,
this was filmed during the summer, so like it looked like your Aunt Georgina and all of her family is out there. Yes. And
I don't want people drinking Bud Light applauding my wedding from their boat.
Yeah, I would have said, like, can you go somewhere?
Unless you're, like, drunk and you want to get married, like, in Cozumel. Sure.
Yeah.
It's got to be a theme. But
this was... What did you think? We talked about this. We kind of gasped when we saw her dress because we both thought it was beautiful.
We loved it.
This is not a beach wedding dress, y'all.
Y'all, number
one. Not to be negative, but...
You match your dress to your venue.
Yeah.
This is somebody who's getting married.
This is a New York wedding.
Like,
and this is an evening wedding.
Yes. This is a New York evening, beautiful, like, gorgeous, or downtown LA getting married at Union Station wedding.
Yeah. At like a really, like St. Patrick's Cathedral or something.
It fits her like a glove.
It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it's not the type of wedding you wear.
Because
it's long sleeve.
Yeah.
You don't wear a long sleeve dress.
And the train is going
to
get sandy regardless of where you want it to or not.
You have a very simple, like... You buy like one of those
with a high hemline.
Even those like Banana Republic wedding dresses or J. Crew wedding dresses.
And I think my theory here is this wedding was a compromise, and it was kind of a smash cut of what people wanted to do.
Maybe, because he didn't even wear, which I thought looked fine. He didn't wear a tuxedo,
but that was a beach wedding.
He wore kind of this white shirt, so then he's wearing this. And she's wearing evening eleganza.
No, she's...
And also her makeup was
night makeup. We said that.
It was...
Definitely evening.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you now, if you're doing a beach wedding...
Fresh face.
You want to do a fresh face with bronze. You want to do a bronze look. Yeah. Bronzer, not too much bronzer, but just
this
bronze.
This is something we can talk about because we are gay.
Because we are gay.
And
in
you know
fact,
what?
If black
you
have honey's a great lip color.
If you have disagreements about this with us, you're incorrect because this is Pride Month.
No.
We're gay.
Yes. You're going to wear NARS orgasm on your cheeks, maybe on your eyelids. You're going to do maybe a dark brown, or if you have some brown eyes, maybe a pretty
I love
plum
all that.
Eyeliner.
But don't get me wrong. The dress was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It was just the wrong occasion, wrong venue, wrong group of people, because everyone else was wearing all the bridal party, groom's party.
Wrong church youth group 10 feet away. Just wrong.
Wrong family reunion. Yes. Wearing shirts.
And I would say
eating
Ashley,
hot dogs.
Ashley made it look beautiful.
She did.
She did a good job.
I don't want to say very nice things about her because I still hate her.
I also feel like when she walked up the aisle, she wasn't holding a bouquet, and I went, she doesn't have a bouquet?
That
then later
a,
she does a bouquet.
A cutaway. This was...
You got to walk up the aisle with a bouquet.
I agree. It's bouquet.
That's why I said bouquet.
Bouquet!
Bouquet! Wow. I want Mary and Millions to come back real bad. I do.
So that's all I really have. And their vows were really sweet.
They were sweet, but we both kind of got a little touched by what Captain Glenn said.
They gave it to him to say, don't worry.
It was beautiful, though.
I know. I kind of wish...
I feel like you would get married at sea. That makes sense.
And it would be easier to push someone off the boat.
I walked right into that. I'm sorry, y'all.
It would make it very easy. You get drunk, and all of a sudden, you're just talking, and whoop!
That's Poodle's version.
Don't know where they went.
Overboard.
Don't know where they went. But instead of me going overboard, it's them.
It's your husband.
And we've got the will freshly signed. Oh. Everything. Boy, that's a good idea for my fourth wedding.
That's a great idea.
Ooh.
Mykonos, here we come.
Ooh, I don't know. He'll be too old to go to Mykonos.
Well, no, what if he's...
wheelchair access
maybe
there.
Unless he's Greek and has old Greek money.
Ooh.
There you go.
There won't be enough for his...
You could date an Onassis.
The ship will make it harder to get his oxygen machine aboard.
Yeah,
but we'll do
true.
What we can.
Do what we can.
Hopefully the ramp... We'll put the ramp up so he can flip over. He can flip overboard easily. Oh, no. Wow. Where did my new husband go?
Yeah, Gary Marshall will be directing this movie. This is supposed to be a comedy.
It is a comedy.
Just end it.
That's the show.
Uh-oh. And your neighbor just dropped a baby or something on the floor.
She dropped her keys today. The single loudest thing I've ever heard in my life. It sounded like a dungeon master dropped a tambourine.
Well, she's going to have 2 weeks without you.
I'm praying she decides to move soon. I need y'all.
We need to have our friend who's a witch do a spell.
For all you witches, think about it. If you can, maybe I can give her something. Give you something that's hers or something. I've got to find a way to get her out of here. She's unbelievably ridiculous.
She's very loud. Like, it's less noise than when the people, when you moved here for like a month and the people moved, you barely knew they were moving.
I barely knew they were moving. Yeah. That's
all right,
the show.
Everybody. That's the show. Come see us.
Come see us live.
On realitygaze.com. Summer should be fun. We're excited. It's like, I always, honestly, I get a little overwhelmed.
I'm excited about Columbus.
But then, like, the day before when I'm packing, I get excited.
I haven't hit that.
And then I tried on our outfits we ordered for Pride, and it fits. Did you get yours?
No.
Oh, mine came today.
What outfit?
The bottom thing we got.
They came already?
Mine did.
Mine didn't come.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think I ordered and sent mine to Columbus.
Oh, y'all, we ordered costumes to arrive in Ohio.
I don't know if we're talking about the same thing.
Maybe we're not. But we're doing special things for our San Francisco Pride show. So if you're gay or adjacent.
It is our Pride show.
Or if you're
questioning.
If you're a handsome man with a strong jaw, you say.
And you identify as straight, but you just want to have fun that night.
You just are thinking, God, I'd like to make out with a man.
I can help you with that.
Yeah. You know, I'll ask my boyfriend for permission. He won't mind. Come on. San Francisco Pride, everybody. All right, everybody, go to realitygaze.com, and we will see y'all hopefully on our Linktree link on Instagram. We'll see you on the road. But until then, y'all, have a good weekend.
And anchors again.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.